Hello, my name is Haley. So this is my first ever podcast. I did one on Spreaker a long time ago, but it just didn't interest me. The reason I'm making this is because I like talking, but also because my dad, he made a podcast, and I thought, why not? That's kind of cool. You know, I can talk about whatever I want, and it's my own thing. So today's topic I felt like talking about was society and the views of society and my opinion on things. You know, because our world is filled with so much hatred and opinions of what you should look like, what you should wear, things you should do, you know, basically all those. And I have different beliefs than everybody, you know, everybody has their own beliefs, but it just really depends on you. Like, when I was making this podcast, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about, to be honest. I was like, should I talk about food? I could go on after that. But I wanted something that could get a message across to the society, even in the world, and just make a little bit of sense. So, one thing I think in society, or just anywhere, like if you're an everyday public, is we focus so much on image and how we look to ourselves only, but also to others, and appealing to an image of she has to look this way to be beautiful, or he has to dress this way to get attention from females. And I don't think that should be the case in any situation. I think we should be looking at people for their personality. Of course, if you're trying to find someone in a dating sense, then yes, you have to look a little bit into looks. But you can really get to know a person based off their personality, not their looks. Because if you're just looking for someone based on who they are as a person and what they wear and their money, it's just not going to get you anywhere. You know, it's just going to make you only care about materialistic things, you know, and not the real important things. So I think society cares so much about getting plastic surgery and thinking that is a good image. For example, the Kardashians, they think that that is ideal to the world and you have to look like that. And they set that image for even little kids, because little kids watch TV, they watch YouTube, and you can find this anywhere. And little kids are going to get these images and people into their head that they need to look like this in order to be beautiful, when you, in reality, you don't. You know, you just have to accept yourself for the way you are. I think there's so high standards in nowadays because of what social media puts out there and what the world puts out there. If you're not a 10 out of 10, then you're not gonna get attention, or you're not going to get loved. And that's not even the case, you know. If you're a 9 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10 or anything, you know, you're still perfect the way you are, in my opinion. People will disagree with me and say, you have to look like a Cardi B, you have to look like a Kardashian. And that's not the case at all, because surgery is just changing who you are and the realness of yourself. It's taking who you are in the beginning and replacing it with, I guess, new skin, a new look. Is changing you exactly, and that's not really a good thing to do, because you want to be a role model for the world, you know. And if you're being a role model, you don't want to put those beliefs into people's heads that you have to look a certain way or act a certain way. You know, it's always been taught that way, even back in the day. You know, you're supposed to, the man goes to work while the woman cleans the house. Like, that used to be the beliefs. And I don't think it should be that way. This is just my opinion, you know. I think sometimes the man should clean, and sometimes the woman should go to work. Sometimes the woman should clean, go to work. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it doesn't make sense. But anyways, my another belief, I think, is people are so quick to judge others. Like, you could be judging my podcast right now and say, oh, she sounds like she's 5, but like, she's only 16, so what does she know? But I may not know everything and may not have all the answers, but I do know my opinions and my beliefs and what I stand for and what is right from wrong. You know, anybody could sit here and say these things, but it's just a matter of fact, if you believe in it, then that's how it works. Hopefully that makes sense. If you believe in it and keep your word to it, then that's all that matters. You know what I mean? Like, that's all that's important. as long as you're trying to appeal to an audience in a good way, that's what matters too, in my opinion. I say in my opinion a lot because I don't want people to say, this is wrong, this is right, this is an opinion, not a fact. I think another thing too is, you know, the world pushes people's beliefs down your throat. Like, you have to believe this, you have to do this, you have to say this. Like, no, I'm a person who personally doesn't believe in religion, but am I going to push my beliefs down your throat? No. Am I going to stop being friends with somebody just because they believe differently than me? No, not at all. I'm here to accept everybody for who they are. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're a good person, then you're a good person. It doesn't matter if you're a different race, if you're a different age, whatever the case may be. As long as you're a good person, that is all that matters. Another thing, too, we're going to get into a topic in the next podcast is probably players and just cheaters and all of that, but I'm going to talk about this a little bit in this podcast. I just don't think cheaters and players get what they're doing. I don't think they understand. Maybe they do understand, but at the same time, I don't think they get the consequence. They think about the action, not the consequence of the situation that's going on, and it doesn't make sense to me, and maybe it makes sense to them, but players don't make sense, is what I'm trying to say. But anyways, back to the other topics. So yeah, society has such high standards that, you know, they can't be lowered and bring them down to understand. People have different standards, and people have different beliefs than each other. And that's nothing wrong with that, you know. If you have a higher standard than somebody else, then that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. As long as you're a respectful person, you care about others' needs, things like that, that should be all that matters. Not your beliefs, not your money that you get every day, not what time you go home at night from work and getting money amount. Like, that should not matter. The check you get, sorry. Like, no. You know, it should not matter in society or just in your friendship groups or anything. Like, it really shouldn't. And I've expressed this a lot of times to people, like, don't judge someone based off what you see. Judge someone based off of what you know. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, you see this person, they have $1 million. It doesn't mean they're a happy person or they necessarily are a good person. It just means they have a lot of money. It doesn't mean, oh, they're a good person. They may have a lot more money. Let me try to make sense. They may have a lot more money than you, but it doesn't mean that they're as good of a person as you. And it doesn't mean they're happy. Like, there's many millionaires who that weren't happy, that went through depression, celebrities that went through depression, anxiety, all these things. And people said, oh, I wish I could be them. I wish I could be them, you know? Of course you'd want to be a celebrity, but, like, at the same time, they go through paparazzis, depression, lawsuits, many things like that. And it's like, you don't want to be them because you're in the limelight a lot of the time. Unless you really, really want to be in the public eye, then I would suggest not wanting to be a celebrity. You know, if you're really a person who is determined to be in the limelight and public 24/7, then yeah, that's different. But it doesn't mean that they're happy with their life. Maybe they chose it and then regret it later on in life. Like, that's why I say society judges too quick or too much, because they don't know the full situation. I don't know what goes on behind the doors of people, or if they're good with their marriages or whatever, you know? Like, you don't know. It's just, you can't assume things that you don't know about. You know what I mean? It's just part of life. So we have to be less quick to judge people. And it's okay to judge people based on their actions, but I wouldn't judge people based on their personality. If someone's a good person and you just judge them for nothing and hate them for nothing, then that just makes you the bad person because they didn't do anything. What else can I talk about? So my next podcast, I don't know what it'll be about, but I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It's my first time, so I was a little bit nervous, but these are my opinions. If you disagree, that's okay. If you agree, then that's awesome too. Everyone has their own beliefs and opinions. Just remember to love yourself, love everyone, and be who you are and accept people no matter what. And just remember that things will get better. And this is my podcast. My name's Haley. Hope you enjoyed. Have a great time and day.